Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So it's just you and me. We're going to continue to march, and I was talking in the previous segment about how to get out of your own way. And I'd like for you to think about it like that. I really like that terminology. That helps me. I think it's helped other people when I've used the term, get out of your own way. And what that does is that presumes that you're not helping yourself. If it's time to get out of your own way, I'm presuming that you're not helping yourself. You're hurting yourself when you're in your own way. And what puts you in your own way more than anything is your ego and your commitment to being right. And I've got my hand up. I got a full dose of all of that. And as I came up and as I've tried to learn how to deal with that, I mean, I'm talking to you from a personal experience standpoint. And as I said earlier, if you're going to become the best that you can be in anything, you have to believe in yourself. And you can't believe in yourself if you don't have a pretty healthy ego. And that's great, until it's not. Until you have to dial it back and say, okay, in this particular case, this is not about me. This is where I'm going to use discretion as the better part of valor. I love that term too. Discretion is the better part of valor. A friend of mine, one of my mentors actually, used to say this to me. He'd say, Jim, sometimes you got a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight. That's another example of how to get out of your own way, because you bow up and you're going to commit yourself to a fight with someone, to some kind of an argument or whatever it might be, a war of wills or a negotiating tactic or whatever it might be. And since I've learned that, that's helped me a lot. That's helped me get out of my own way a lot. And that was just to say, okay, have I got a fighting chance here? Or if I just got a chance to fight? And if it's the latter, then why am I still doing this? Why don't I move on to something more productive? Why don't I apply the concept of discretion as a better part of valor? If I can't win this, or if I shouldn't be winning, if maybe even I've figured out that I was wrong. I know that sounds crazy, but you might be. These are all different ways of things that pop up, that where we pop up ourselves up in front of ourselves. We actually get in our own way. We let things in our head become so important that we can't back down. And we don't allow ourselves to back down because we want to win. We expect to win. We think we should win. We think we're right. And sometimes that causes a problem. And I don't know how many times when I was starting my business, as I've grown my business over the last close to 30 years, I've had to learn how to get out of my own way, to apply discretion as the better part of valor, and to say, okay, at this moment, this is not about you. One of the things that's helped me is I've had employees. Is to learn how to delegate. Now, I was a horrible delegator. But if you can't delegate, then you're in your own way. If you have a business that's growing and you hire employees or even contractors, if you have contracts out there, sometimes people try to dominate a contract that they've hired someone else to do. You can do that too. I've done it, unfortunately. So whenever you are delegating something to someone else, and if you feel like you have to dominate that, then you're going to fail with that relationship. And so when I learned to delegate, and I looked for ways. One of the ways to speak about the delegation to me and to the person I'm delegating to is to say this out loud, to identify parts of their job that I've just given them that they will still need me to help them with. They'll need something from me. They'll need feedback from me. They'll need a thought starter from me. They'll need me to approve whatever they've done or whatever it might be. I tell them, now this is your assignment, and whenever you're doing this particular part of your job, I work for you. So if you need something from me, then don't expect me to give it to you. Don't expect me to remember. You're the boss of that job. You get it from me. And if I'm not giving you what you need, you have a right to say, hey, boss, I need your help here. You're not doing your job with me. I give them and that's a way of me getting out of my own way. That's a way of me fulfilling the delegation, giving the delegation up completely transferring the responsibility over to that other person and the authority. And they come, I have my employees, you know, bang on my door, or they ring my chain, pull my chain or whatever, and they say, hey, boss, you're behind, you're late, I need this stuff. And they're right, and I get it for them. And it's a way of me getting out of my own way. So, folks, think about that. How are you in your own way? A million different ways that you or I can be in our own way. Try to work on that. I think if you do, you'll be more successful and a lot happier. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.